Curriculum Associates presents the Extraordinary Educators Podcast with hosts Danielle Sullivan and Sari Liberis. Your tips, best practices, and successes to improve your teaching and leadership and drive student growth and learning. We're here for you.
Hi, everyone. It's Danielle.
Hey, everyone. It's Sari. And this week, it is just the two of us. And we are excited to chat about ways to engage students as you come back to the classroom towards the end of the summer or this fall. So Danielle, I know you've been working a lot with educators in person, talking about ways to continue to keep students motivated throughout the year. What sort of strategies or practices are top of mind for you and the teachers you've been working with?
So I had the privilege of just supporting a whole bunch of educators in Mississippi, and I want to share three things that are universal, still really great strategies to think about as you return to school. The first one, please, please, please ask students about themselves in a student interest survey. You could either do an electronic survey, you could do a paper-based survey, but not only could you just ask them about themselves, but then you can take the opportunity to use that information and they can create an artifact from that. For example, the second strategy that ties together is creating a data folder or a student-specific folder. So not only can you ask students about themselves, then they could decorate that folder with things that they love. And therefore, you're creating a data folder for students where they can put their iReady data, they can put their state assessment scores from last year, because you never get those on time. They can put the student interest survey within the folder. So then they have a folder about them. So middle school teachers, high school teachers, elementary teachers, all levels of teachers can have students have their own type of data folders. And the third activity that we have shared on the podcast before, but it's worth mentioning again, is ask students about the story of their name and how to pronounce their name correctly. So you want to get to know them, you want to ask them the story of their name, and you want to create a data folder. So you could actually do it all in one. You could have students write the story of their name, put it in the data folder, fill out the student interest survey, put it in the data folder. Then when they take the first diagnostic or whatever assessment you have, you put that in, and then students are start collecting artifacts of learning that can be in a place in your classroom.
Thank you for sharing all of those. Going back to the first one for a minute, do you feel like the follow through or the, showing students that you're actually using what they answered on the interest survey is almost as important, if not more, than the actual survey? Like, say I'm a teacher and I get 30 surveys back because I teach third grade. What do I do next with this information? Because I want to show my students I read their surveys and I care about them and I know them, but what if I know what they like to do on the weekends or how many siblings they have or, what do I do with that?
So one idea that I share with middle school educators, and I'm gonna share with you all, is take that information and create a connection snippet at the beginning of your class. So knowing that Susan loves soccer, maybe have a soccer meme to start the day, and then another student's interest to start the day. You could do a meme, you could do a picture. Another teacher, which she did, which is really awesome, she had students send her photos and she printed them out and had a photo collage corner. So when kids did really cool things throughout the year that they loved, she actually, I know y'all, printed a photo. I know we don't print photos anymore. We are an age of digital. But she printed photos with students. She'd take selfies with students. So not only did she share, she asked them about themselves, but she had them send photos of them doing wonderful things and it stayed in their classroom. So you could make it a daily activity as students are coming in every day, a different student gets highlighted, something they love. You could have a photo collage. Or what I did is I knew that my students loved hunting. I tried to weave that into what I did for teaching. So you also want to take some of those things and actually use that in your teaching. Like if you're doing a math problem and someone loves to cook, can you call out that, oh, all right, Caitlin, you love to cook, remember, blah, blah, blah. Like just letting them know that you're valued and seen. Another thing that doesn't take a lot of time is having students write you letters on things that are going well for them, and they could mail it to you, quote unquote, or you could have a space where they can put little notes and you can write them notes back. But it's all around like getting to know them and using that.
Super helpful. Thank you. I just have that song, Getting to Know You, from The King and I stuck in my head.
Yes. getting to know you.
Okay. That's great. Cause I think similar to, we don't assess students if we're not going to use the data for something, right? Like you don't want to have them take this really cool survey and then not, you know, show them that you read it and understand it. So I think that's really helpful. Just incorporating it into your practice and remembering their preferences and showing them that you care. For the second one, the data folders, what are kind of the use cases for those? How often are students pulling them out? I imagine it'd be really helpful during family conferences if the student is there supporting the conference. They actually have the assessments or whatever. Yeah, all the different pieces to show. Do they carry it around from them from class to class in middle school? Just a little bit more tactical on how you see this working.
Right. Just like you might wear a smartwatch and collect all your fitness data, but if you ever look at it, does it help you lose weight? No, it does not. From personal experience. So I think creating the daily habit or weekly habit, you can even have students check their folder on Friday. They could add, choose a piece of work they did that week they were really proud of and add it to the folder. Obviously, you want to use it for having data conversations multiple times a year, parent-teacher conferences, but make it something that's real actionable. And that's why I'm saying adding their student interest survey to the folder, the story of their name to the folder, their data. Then you can even have them once a month revisit their student interest survey and revise it, because kids change, right? Mm-hmm. So you may like soccer one day and then the next day you hate it. If you're a middle school teacher, you know what I'm talking about. So have it be a living, breathing document. You may want to even create a binder that students can add to, you know, whatever works for you, but put it, I've seen this in rooms where it's in a really accessible part of the classroom too, that students can access it. If you're a middle school teacher, you want to make sure that it's like, but also somewhat secure, not like a lock and key, but like on a shelf where they can come and grab it and then put it back. Elementary teacher, I don't know if kids have desks nowadays, lockers. You don't want to keep in the locker because it'll disappear, but put it in a place where they feel ownership over it, and you can revisit it weekly, bi-weekly, but please use it and they can keep adding to it.
I think that's the important key, right? The ownership piece. It literally and figuratively cannot be out of their reach, because then they don't feel like it's theirs.
Right.
So that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Danielle, for imparting all of this wisdom. I'm really excited to hear about all of our listeners using these strategies as you head back and build relationships with new students this coming school year. So we are thinking about you all and cheering you on. And please, please, please remember to subscribe. It really helps us reach more educators like you. And that way, new episodes will automatically be added to your queue wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks so much.
Get inspired by following us on social media, and please tag us in your posts on Twitter at @curriculumassoc and on Instagram at @myiready. If you have feedback about the podcast, a topic of interest, or want to be a guest, email extraordinaryeducators@caink.com. Subscribe where you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to help more educators like you join the conversation, please leave a review.
Remember, be you, be true, be extraordinary. The Extraordinary Educator Podcast is produced by Curriculum Associates. Editing by Whiteboard Geeks. Social media by @Atsidi Hannon. Guest booking by Sari Liberis. Production by Haley Browning. This podcast is copyrighted materials and intellectual property of Curriculum Associates.